Hello, hello! Welcome back to the Feel Good Factor. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus. I'm so glad you could join me here today. Today, I'd like to talk to you all about the magic of delegation. You've heard the saying, if you want something done right, do it yourself. Phew, it's a bunch of arrogant hooey, okay? It just serves to let you keep on being a control freak. And being a control freak is pure torture. It's a way to torture yourself and to torture all the people around you. Granted, there are plenty of things that require precision and expertise. They can't afford to be anything less than perfect. Like brain surgery, for example, or cooking allergy-friendly foods. But there are way too many things to which we tend to give far too much importance. Things that can be delegated to people with lesser experience. Things that can afford mistakes. Say your junior designer didn't have the eye or the knowledge to use the right complementing colors or to use less than 2 varieties of fonts in that poster he's designing for you for one temporary event. It's okay. It's not brain surgery. Nobody is going to die. Or just say your roommate or spouse or kid or housekeeper didn't arrange or organize or clean things a specific way that you like in some part of your house. How does it matter? It's okay. It's not brain surgery. No one's going to die. In every small situation, if we keep trying to control things and if we keep saying nobody can do it the way that I want it, so therefore it won't be perfect work, let me do it myself, then how much burden are you going to put onto yourself? How much of precious time of yours are you going to lose just to make sure that everything gets done just right? Yes, I'm laughing now when I say all this, but I have to admit to you, I've learnt about delegation myself the very hard way. Especially when it came to my business, I'd want to do everything myself all the time for years together. That's because somewhere inside I believed that if somebody else did it, they would mess it up in some way. Yeah, yes, there have been times where people have messed it up. But somehow in my imagination, the consequence of this mess up was way bigger than it actually was. But later, when I learned to let go, when I learned to delegate and let people do things their own way, even if they did mess up once in a while, it would serve as a good lesson and they would always improve and become better. On hindsight, I would see that the consequence of that little mess up wasn't as big as I'd imagined it to be. When people are allowed to make their own mistakes and then correct that mistake themselves, they really learn a lot out of it. And then before you know it, you actually have a very competent team under you. So it's so important to trust and to delegate and let people do their own thing. Let people do things in their way. Sometimes you never know, you actually get some new ideas, a new way of doing something, a new way of thinking, which wouldn't have occurred to you if you hadn't let them do it. I am so proud to say that in the past year or so, I've really consciously learned to delegate and let go. Not just delegate, in some cases, when there is a situation, I wash my hands off it completely and totally let my team handle it. And it's beautiful, the sense of ownership that has encouraged in the hearts of my team. So even if I'm not there, they know that they can take a call and they can make certain decisions without even having to ask me. And yes, if they do mess something up, if they do falter a little, it's okay because they know that they can pick themselves up and then take it forward without having to be afraid of my response to that. Yeah, I totally understand that for somebody who likes to have control of things, somebody who likes to have things done in a particular way, it's not very easy to just let go and allow others to come forward and do these things. But believe me when I say, it pays off. Do it and the amount of freedom that it creates for you and the amount of burden that it takes off your shoulders, it is totally, totally worth making that effort to let go. Yeah, obviously you can't just take somebody who's brand new, dump everything on their heads and just leave and walk away. I'm not suggesting that you do that. All I'm saying is that when somebody has less experience than you, somebody is a junior or somebody who's not you, okay, who's not the perfect person that you are, who has the knowledge and the skills that you have, even if it's somebody like that, all you have to do is slowly, slowly release the burden. Slowly let them handle things. Slowly let them take over. One step at a time. And as you release it, you become lighter and they improve. They become more knowledgeable, stronger, better. And believe me when I say, they will appreciate you for it. Nobody likes to be micromanaged, right? Do you? No. So why would somebody else like that? So let it go. Let them handle things. Slowly release your control. Slowly release your burden. And then see your life becoming free and beautiful. At our restaurant, Carrots, we invite a lot of people to give some interesting talks, conduct workshops, do demos, lead meditations. So there's a lot of interesting, fun, meaningful events happening at our space all the time. Up until even a year ago, I could never ever enjoy these events completely myself. So it was so ironical. I would invite all these interesting people to conduct these awesome events at our space simply because I found it interesting and I wanted to learn from these events. And then it would turn out that I couldn't enjoy myself at the event or immerse myself completely and benefit from the experience simply because my mind would be everywhere. All over the place. I wanted to be a good host. I wanted to make sure that my team is serving all the other attendees whatever they wanted, you know, water or taking care of them generally. I wanted to make sure there's no noise around. I wanted to make sure that pictures are being taken nicely and posted on social media. Even when I had a team to do this, even when I had an intern taking care of our social media, taking care of clicking pictures, I would still somehow want to be involved in it because I wanted to make sure it was done right. Because of this, I lost out on a lot of benefits and a lot of beautiful experiences. I only was able to be a part of these talks, these workshops, partially. Just about 50% of my attention was given to them. This last weekend, we had this fantastic laughter yoga workshop. And I was actually able to sit there and completely be a part of that event. I could actually be a participant as if this was happening at some other place. Well, almost as if it was happening at some other place with very, very minimal distractions. So yeah, I'll admit, maybe my attention wasn't there 100%. I did get distracted a few times, but at least 95% of my mind, my heart, everything was immersed in this laughter yoga session and I was a complete part of it. And oh my God, the benefits I received by being a participant in this event was, they were fantastic. One of my team members was going around taking pictures, taking videos. Somebody else was making sure that, yeah, the guests have water, the windows are closed, the fan is on if required, etc. So they were taking care of it. And I really made an effort initially to not be involved in that at all. And later, I allowed myself to get carried away into the event. And I didn't even realize everything got done nicely in the background. And I also could enjoy the event. By the end of it, I had some nice videos that my team member had taken. Yeah, he hadn't taken great photographs, but so what? It doesn't matter. Having good pictures at the event wasn't as important as actually enjoying the event and being immersed in it. In fact, that laughter yoga session was so good, so exhilarating that on the next day when Michael, the person who was doing the session for us, did another event of laughter yoga at a different place, On a Sunday morning, I actually woke up early and went and attended it and became a part of it. It was that great. And I think that if I hadn't allowed myself to completely immerse myself on the event on Saturday evening at Carrots, I probably wouldn't even have realized how awesome it was and wouldn't have made that effort to wake up early on a Sunday and go out of my house to a place that's far away just so I could attend another session. Yesterday, I was just sitting back and contemplating on the whole weekend and all the things I did, all the awesome people I met. And, you know, I had a really, really enjoyable, beautiful weekend. And a lot of that time was actually spent at Carrots without actually being distracted or pulled into whatever work was happening at the restaurant. Instead, I was able to sit, chat with friends, and really enjoy myself in a very relaxed manner. A year ago, I wouldn't have been able to let go like this, but I realized I've come a very, very long, long way since then to now. I definitely intend to make more of an effort to consciously detach myself from many things and try not to control stuff, to give this sense of ownership and responsibility to my juniors, my team members, my family, friends, wherever required, so that they become better, my support system becomes stronger, and I become more free, more relaxed, and more detached from results, so that I can truly and completely enjoy the rest of my life and all the beautiful things that life has to offer. I hope that my personal journey into learning to delegate things has given you a lot of food for thought. Spend some time contemplating on where you are holding on to responsibility, you're holding on to burdens and control, where you don't really need to do so. Think of the different ways in which you can let go of control and delegate to your team or your friends or your family, wherever required in your life. It pays off to focus on releasing your responsibility, your burden, and your control, and letting others take a chance to try something, make mistakes, learn, and grow out of it. You can build a beautifully strong support system around yourself, and your life will become so much easier and so much smoother. Just remember, whatever the situation, ask yourself, is this brain surgery? Is someone going to die? If the answer is no, then consider letting go. I would love to hear your stories of delegation. Maybe your journey into how you have learned to let things go and the kind of benefits you've had because you've done so. You can leave me a voice message here on Anchor, or drop me a message or a comment at my Instagram handle, Veganosaurus. And that ends this episode of The Feel Good Factor. Thank you so very much for listening in. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus, and I'm really looking forward to talking to you again soon. Bye!